Lines are open if y'all want to call in. Did he just say a large, because of a large group of people believe it, it's actually true? So if a large group of people believe in elves and unicorns, is that fucking true? Are you fucking serious? Guys, this is why I keep saying to y'all guys that you can't generalize something like this because a lot of people think it is true. A lot of guys think women are hard to talk to because they ain't got no fucking game. A lot of guys think women, it's odd that they can't fuck women. Women are giving the pussy away. Well, I know. Listen, what he said. Well, I'm going to play. Listen. Say, Pierce, shut the fuck up. Let me grab this call. Can you just say, Pierce, shut your ass up, man? Let me talk. But yet, again, when you play defense and you don't know what the fuck you're doing, you let people run over you. 463, sir, because that'll be nice. 463, sir. How can I help you, sir? What's up?
All right, so this is Coach Brody right here. Define that masculinity, femininity, and give some examples.
Okay, yeah, give me one example. Let's break that first example down, please. Can you please just give me one example?
All right, so if a man, so like let's say that a man is seeking to have sex with a woman, right? He wants to validate his masculinity through having sex with that woman. Now, if he seeks to do it against her will by raping that woman, that's toxic masculinity.
Wait a second. Wait, toxic masculinity is raping a woman?
That's one example. Thing about it is toxic masculinity and toxic femininity aren't exclusive to only men or women. A woman can do toxic femininity.
What is toxic femininity?
Toxic femininity is to play the role of the victim when you're not one in order to use someone else's power to punish someone else, through reputation destruction.
So what is a woman doing to a guy to have toxic femininity?
Well, one, a false rape accusation could be that.
Oh, okay. So you're saying just a woman just wakes up one day, points out a guy and says, he raped me. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'll say this right here. Most people don't have game, so to apply that to the general reason that the word is used, most men don't understand not to put themselves in certain positions, so they put themselves in a position.
Bro, coach, right. But that's your choice. If they don't have game and they're fucking with women at their job, what they shouldn't be doing, doesn't that woman have a right to if that guy doesn't say go away after she says no, doesn't she have the right to go to HR and tell on that motherfucker?
That is not toxic femininity. That's him being, you know, some toxic masculinity shit. So she's called him out on some shit he did wrong.
Okay. So toxic femininity is, because I didn't even know there was even, because as a man, I didn't even know that shit even. So what, tell me, what can a woman do? I'm trying to find out what can a woman do to a man that all these guys feel that the world is just so terrible. What power does a woman have over a man where he feels that she has so much power that they got to create red pills, they got to create being on purpose, MGTOW, don't jerk off. They got to create all these like clubs and groups over women. What power do they have over these guys? What is it for?
Toxic femininity isn't using its own power. Toxic femininity uses the power typically of men. It's just like the idea.
Is it actually using, if the guy is thirsty, desperate, needy, and is willing to take her out on a date? Is that her fault?
I'll give you an example real quick of toxic femininity. Like, you know about the actor who made the Nat Turner movie. What was his name? Nate Parker? And I believe
Nate Parker, yes, yes, sir.
Yeah, it was, you know, I think he was plugged with some woman. I think it might have been a white girl or something like that. I don't know. But when it was found out about it, she accused him of raping her. When that wasn't what happened, he got exonerated of the charges. But, you know, that's something he had to deal with for a while. That's toxic femininity.
Okay, okay. So, and then wait. But let me ask this man that question. You're telling me Nate didn't realize or recognize that woman in one shit? You're telling me that all of a sudden, out of the blue, she just all of a sudden just was a fucked up ass woman? Or did he know she was a fucked up ass woman and he kept feeding and reinforcing her behavior by being around that ancient woman? Shout out, Miles. Thank you, Miles. I'm just asking what toxic men, what it is. I'm just asking. I'm asking. I don't understand. Why are men saying that we're in trouble because of women? I don't understand that.
No, we're not in trouble because of women. All I'm doing is giving a definition and giving some examples.
Okay.
You know,
okay. I appreciate
that they can avoid a lot of these scenarios, but most men, you're right, but they
choose not to. They choose to go on YouTube. And they choose to follow people that tell them that 19-year-olds are better than 25-year-olds when those guys are fucking the 25-year-olds. You see what I'm saying, my brother?
So if you don't agree, right, let's say his idea of what it means to be masculine is something that goes against someone else's boundaries, somebody else's will, mm-hmm. right? Is subjecting them against their own desires, then that would be toxic masculinity. And that means that the issue you would have with what he's saying is that he's expressing toxic masculinity.
Well, I guess he is pretty toxic masculinity because what I'm saying is, I guess he is doing it in that term because these young boys are impressionable, right? So, you know, young boys who are emotional like women love shiny shit. And when they see guys yelling at women, screaming at women, they are tending to go towards those women because they feel, yeah, you're speaking for me. So whatever you're saying, I'm going to take as it was. Remember, I don't know if you've been around when the seduction community came out. Remember the seduction community?
Yeah.
Remember the seduction community? Okay. So you do understand. And what people don't understand is that a lot of these guys, before the seduction, before toxic masculinity was a word, before metal was a word, before being on your purpose was a word, before a red pill, a manosphere, and anything, that these guys were having underground layers where they were following and passing around secrets to manipulate, lie, and deceive women. And they were living high off the hog because the women didn't know about that. Remember that? Do you remember there was no – see, people think this has always been always been going on. You do understand that before the VH1 show, the pickup artist, where everything flipped upside down, that there was no metal, no red pill, no toxic masculinity, no going your own way, no fap, and none of these guys out there because everybody were using women, manipulating women underground. You remember that, right?
Now, I do remember that.
Okay. So how can they be mad now the fucking shoe is turned and flipped where women now are flipping the script on these guys who were doing that shit to them first?
Well, I'll say part of it is this right here. You know, a lot of men would use, like, let's say they didn't have no game, so they couldn't get women off of, you know, their mouthpiece and their
I agree. Yes. Well, no, they didn't. But again, that's where he's coming. I got the calls grabbed. But what I'm saying is, what you notice is that as I'm trying to break this down, because I'm probably going to do this Sunday as well. I'm going to do it Sunday. But what I'm saying is that I'm not mad at him, nor am I like the passport guys. I'm not mad at what they say. If he feels that way about 19 to 25 year olds, that's how he should feel. If the passport brothers feel they should go out of the country or the outside of the earth to go to Mars to get a blue bitch and shit or whatever, that's how they feel. But leave the kids alone. That has been my problem.
Well, I think
leave the fucking kids alone.
The difference between the toxic masculinity and straight-up masculinity, it's kind of like what you expressed earlier. I think a lot of guys, when they feel backed into a corner on these topics, they, you know, they forget the whole point that, no, this woman is doing this because she wants to do this, and she can leave at any point in time. And if she wants to, she will. And I think when a dude is used to trying to enforce his power outside of the woman having access to his presence or not, then he's trying to use, like, money to control the woman. Anything you trade for sex can get used against you. So if you trade money, then, you know, you can go to jail. You know, prostitution's illegal. You trade you trade your social status to get sex. You catch a Me Too case. You know what I mean? You trade, you know, anything you give to it, and if she stopped giving the pussy up, then you take it away. Whatever it is, if it's emotions, then she could say, oh, you emotionally manipulating her, you know?
All right, Coach Brody, Coach, I got to grab the other call, but Coach, thank you so much. Hey, Coach, I appreciate it. At least you're the first one to fucking at least answer this shit, you know what I mean? I've been asked this fucking question, and nobody would answer or give me the fucking help with it. I don't understand it. So, but Coach, I appreciate what you're saying, but I got to grab these other calls, okay, big dog? Well, thank you. I appreciate that, man, okay?
All right, no problem.
All right, respect to you, man. All right, guys, we're going to grab the other calls real quick. I'm the Dean. It's the Man Mindset. We'll be right back. Oh, shit, I'm sorry. That's the wrong one. Oops. All right, well, the lines went off, so everybody hung up. So if y'all want to call back, you can, but let me get back to Tate. We'll go back. Oh, wait, lines are open if y'all want to call in. I'm the Dean, class in session. We're breaking down this debacle that he had. Let's continue, guys. If y'all want to call in, we'll open you up. Here we go. Wait, is he about the 18-year-old thing? What is he talking about? Exactly. Wait a second, he just said he doesn't believe it. Then why is he saying it? If he doesn't believe it, why is he saying it? Can someone help me? You're hearing it from his mouth. He said 19-year-olds are better than 25-year-olds. Then he said, I fuck with 25-year-olds. And he just said no. He just said no. Let me back it up so y'all can hear that shit. Because I think y'all missed it. Listen. Come on, man. He just said no. This is your leader. He just said he doesn't believe what he said. He just said it. Do y'all see that? He should have said, yes, I believe, but I'm the bad guy. I'm just telling this guy's full of shit. It's more likely, I just let him fucking finish. I just let him fucking finish. If you get your fucking feelings out and listen to what this fuckface just said. He believes. So let me say something. Let me show you something. What this man believes is his truth. What this person believes is his truth. What Chef believes is his truth. What you says believes is the truth. What I'm saying is that it's okay to have your truth. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. But the problem is with you religious aficionados, you allow people like this to force their truth on you. See, if he would have said, I believe only for me that 25-year-olds are not good from 19-year-olds, that's one thing. But he lied because he said he fucked with 25-year-olds. But what he's doing is he's telling these young boys or these young guys who are in their 20s, 25, 26, or something like that, that don't mess with a 25-year-old because her pussy is all worn out. You want to mess with someone like 18 or 19 years old because somebody named Tate told me to do that. And then this motherfucker is telling you that he's not, man. It's a fact. It's not about apologizing. It's about standing on that, okay? All right? I'm saying, listen, a mentor should show you how to think for yourself. No person should tell you how to think. That's the problem. There are too many of these guys using theory, not game. And giving theory to these boys, the theory that a 25-year-old is worse than an 18 and 19-year-old. Gentlemen, that is theory. That's not true. As I said before, if Tate smashed every 18-year-old in this world, he can say that. Now, he's right. He is not doing that. He's not giving these young, but again, and like I said, I'm going to play some more of this. I'm going to get to this because I want y'all to understand this. I want you to push away your feelings for me and your feelings for Tate. But I want you to think why society loves these guys. Look at how they're blindsiding these young boys. And all these young boys, we're rolling into sucker me season. As soon as October ends, we're going to hit November and then December, then Valentine's Day. This is why they needed him, but something happened. I'm telling you, they love this guy because guys like this skew the mindsets of young boys. Then when they meet some woman that they're really interested in, they kowtow to the woman by doing what? Dinners, drinks, jewelry, buying shit, putting up their fucking Christmas and Halloween lights. Y'all got to see game beyond game, okay? Brother, okay, I'm going to ask you, and I'll ask you to call in if you like, but please tell me how he's not contradicting himself when he said, don't mess with a 25-year-old because 25-year-olds fuck more than 18-year-olds. Then he said that I fuck 25, 26, and 27 years old. Then when that dude interviewed him, asked him, is it true or do you believe it? He said no. So how do you not see he's contradicting himself? How do you not see that? Are you so in love that you can't see that? 336, I'll bring you in 1 second. Well, let me bring in 336. I'm going to play more tape. 336. How did that 336? What's your name? Where you calling from? What's up?
Hey, it's me, Mike.
Oh, goodbye. I want to talk to you. Get off. You're wasting my time. I don't need to talk to you, okay? I don't need to talk to you. I'm going to keep going. Never mind. Don't worry about it. I don't need this shit. Here we go. Hold on. Wait. Stop. Hold the fuck up. It's okay to have a hero. But if a hero's telling you to demean somebody, okay, you know what? Some people love the Ku Klux Klan because they think the Klan are heroes. But you understand there's a lot of racist people that hate motherfuckers like me because of the color of my skin. So you know they look at their heroes and saying, fuck the black man, we're gangsters, thugs, and we're gonna rob you. And a lot of people believe that because that's their fucking hero. Not all heroes are fucking heroes because a hero teaches motherfuckers shit that goes beyond looking at someone's color of their fucking skin or an age range of a fucking woman to say what she is or what she isn't. So what the fuck do you mean everybody's got heroes? All heroes are not made the same. All heroes are not made the same, man. The fuck you talking about? Right, but wait. If here's a contradiction. Okay, wait. If he thinks, remember, he thinks 25 years old are washed up. Remember, he said 18, 19, young, attractive. As I showed you guys before, all you guys watching, and this is how I slam all you lying sacks of shit. Because all you motherfuckers, let me pull it up. All you lying sacks of shit. If this woman right here was 26, 30, or 35, and she wanted to give you play, are you telling me, oh, Tate told me I can't mess with you because you're 25 years old. You're 26. See, y'all motherfuckers lie. Y'all some frauds, man. That's why I know y'all full of shit. Because y'all goddamn well know that most of you thirsty motherfuckers would buy her dinners, you'll pay her fucking bills and kiss her ass because you don't feel worthy of yourself. And that's what these motherfuckers are doing to you. Guys, let me tell y'all something. Y'all motherfuckers know in high school, you cannot sit here and fucking tell me that in high school that these women weren't fucking. Even today, you can't tell me. Now look, when I was in high school in the fucking 80s, they were fucking. Hey, they were fucking in junior high school and some were doing shit in elementary. Guys, so you're telling me, now I'm saying I was doing this in the 80s. Are you telling me they just all of a sudden stopped? Are you telling me that they just all of a sudden stopped having sex? Are y'all saying that? Okay, now let me go ahead and smash why you don't have game. Young man, once you learn game and stop listening to dumb motherfuckers that can't teach you anything, attractive is what you do. It's not who you fucking are. And only a fool will tell a woman she's attractive because she knows how to wear tight clothes, push-up bras, and fucking fix her makeup up. So if you even say this is why you know you're weak as fuck, because you don't even know what beauty and attraction is. God damn it. And you're sitting around here and saying women don't fuck. Jesus Christ. No, wait. You said there needs to be a level of physical track? No, brother. You're kidding, right? That was funny. Brother, see, this is why you don't have any game, and this is why you give your dick away for free. And this is why you lose, because you flood the market of desperate dick. See, you don't see, this is why you need to learn motherfucking game, because you don't know anything about being a fucking man and the worth and value of the dick. Allow me to share with this motherfucker. A woman gets your curiosity, motherfucker. She's got to work for your attention. She's got to work for your time. She's got to work for your respect. And she got to work for your goddamn dick. What the fuck you mean you're going to be attracted? She'll get my curiosity, but what has she brought to the fucking table? Fuck, man. I'm going to help you out, dog. Everything this guy is saying is being brought to you by Excuse Fair and Crunch. Guys, all you guys making excuses, make sure you get your box Excuse Fair and Crunch. It comes in cocoa flavor now. All you fake motherfuckers that's making all these excuses and shit. The fuck you talking about? Okay, is that not a contradiction? Hold on, is that not a contradiction? How are you positive? How are you positive when you're telling young boys 25-year-old women ain't shit? How's that positive? How is that positive when you're saying that, man? How is that positive when you're telling these young boys to look at a woman that's 25 and saying she ain't shit? Shout out to my motherfucking dog. How's that fucking positive? That's not. Let me bring in these calls real quick. 337 and 246. 337, sir, how can I help you, sir?
Yeah. What's up, man?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What's your name? Where are you calling from, brother?
I'm Brian Savoy, man. I'm calling from Lafayette, Louisiana.
Oh, okay. Hey, my parents are from Lake Charles. Hey, I don't know how far that is, but yes, how can I help you, sir?
Okay. That's not that far. That's about an hour away.
Oh, yeah, okay, cool. Well, on that ride that boat and shit. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so I'm hoping we can agree to disagree. So I guess that's what the callers is about, right?
I want to hear your take. I'm not here to be disrespectful. Just don't. Let's not be disruptive. I just want to hear what you want to say, and then we can break that down. I got you. What do you want to say, my brother?
Okay, well, it might be a lot to break down. First, I want to say respectfully, seems like, I don't know if it's me or if it might come across on, you know, other listeners that it's almost like you're having a pseudo dialogue here. It's almost as if like you're creating a narrative that actually don't even fit in what you're talking about.
Okay, one thing at a time. What am I saying? Please explain. I'm listening. What am I saying?
It's a couple of things that you're saying. Sure. Like for instance, I'm gonna use the example where you said we don't, like, dudes don't even know what's attractive, right? That's right. What you said. I'm just going by what you now
Yes, sir.
Okay,
yes, sir.
Versus the picture that you put up.
Her working for my time, attention, or the woman's the woman.
No. Not that. You put up a picture of an actual female where she had a bad.
I put a picture. Yes. I put a picture up. Yes. What about?
Okay.
Yes.
So is that to be looked at as someone that's attractive, right?
Not to me. That's not to me. Not to me.
But wait, not to you, right? So she's not attractive to you.
No, she's not attractive. Right. What has she done to be attractive? Wait,
okay,
call
but,
her.
But,
call her.
Okay.
Call her. Can I answer the question? Can I answer the fucking question? Can I answer? You asked me a question.
You did answer the question.
Okay, but no, I didn't answer your question. No. See, I'm going
to
teach you a lesson in how to.
I asked if she was attractive to you.
Sir.
I asked if she was attractive to you. You said no.
Sir.
Okay.
Allow me to teach you game. See, and here's Tate's problem and where y'all guys who don't have game don't understand. It's not me just giving you the
problem.
Can you please let me fucking finish, sir? Is that when
you
answer
just interrupted
a question,
what I was saying.
Not, you know, okay, all right. I'll talk to you later. All right, call back. Error code 246, how can I help you, sir? I'm trying to talk to him, but he just cuts me off. 246, how can I help you, sir? What's up? Okay, 246 going once, 246 going twice. Okay, call back. Gentlemen, let me show y'all something. This is what I keep trying to tell y'all. When you have game, you never answer just with a yes. And a lot of y'all guys do this with women. I've always taught you guys here, when you are speaking to people, you say your answer, and you should be able to defend, stand, and express it. But a lot of people want to hear these one-word answers, and I was trying to explain to him, but he wouldn't allow me to explain. This is what I keep trying. I'm trying to educate him on game. And the problem is that, hold on, 246, I'm going to ask you one more time. Yes, sir. Can I help you, sir or ma'am?
Well, 246. Yes, it's ma'am. Can you hear me?
Yeah, okay. I apologize. All right, what's going on? How can I help you?
I don't know how I came to your page somehow.
Yes, ma'am.
YouTuber. But I don't even know how to, like, you're right. Everything I have heard you say tonight, everything.
Yes, ma'am.
Everything. From just all of it. All of it. I don't know if I have ever heard a man be so balanced and truthful. I don't think I've ever heard it before. I just
I appreciate that, but see, this is the thing. I believe men should be honest and keep it a buck and stand on what they're saying. Don't just say something, stand on it. Don't just say what she wants to hear, say what she needs to know. Do you see what I'm saying? And I'm not here to be friends with anybody. I don't give a fuck what people think. It's not my job to force you to like me or force you to know me. If you choose to, you'll be great things. But I don't think I'm saying anything wrong or bad. I know a lot of women have insecurities. They have low self-worth and doubts. That's true. I'm not saying anything. And I say that women do wear makeup and all that stuff. That's true as well. But to automatically assume a woman wants to fuck you is crazy to me. But not to say women. Now, let me ask you a question, since you're a female caller. I don't know who you are, but let's not talk about you. Now, please tell my ignorant ass that these girls ain't fucking in high school. Am I stupid? Am I the dumb one here?
No, no. I don't know anybody that wasn't.
Thank you. Hey, listen. They were either sucking dick. Excuse my French. They either sucking dick, jerking, or they would do anal sex if they wanted to hold them virginity. But if they didn't,
it was a tremendous amount of pressure.
Yes.
I mean, I'm just speaking. It was a tremendous amount of pressure that if you were not, then it was like it was something wrong with you. So,
right,
yes.
Because you felt low self-worth because you wanted a boy to actually want you. And it felt good, and you felt in order to keep that boy around, you have to get that ass up. But is it not true? Because I saw this even in junior high school. I used to mess with high school girls in junior high school. But the freshman girls would mess with, because it's about maturity. You know, the girls always, they want maturity. So the freshman girls would mess with the sophomore boys. The sophomore girls would mess with the juniors and a little bit of the seniors. The juniors would mess with seniors, a little bit of the college boys. And the seniors would be messing with college and men. Am I wrong?
No, you're not. And I think that everybody knows that. But I think what happens is that we're in this era of rhetoric.
Yes.
And we're not dealing with the situation. We're going to pretend like we don't know what was going on in junior high school. We're going to pretend like we don't know what was going on in high school.
That's
what
I'm saying.
This is what I have a problem with on social media. Yeah. I'm like, y'all are not being honest. No one's being honest. No one is being honest.
Well, now you're in an honest place.
There's
honesty here. There's honesty here, and the guys that I hang with are very honest men because we have why lie? Why lie to a woman? Why lie? Matter of fact, if you want to fuck a woman, you're not going to fuck her, but you might as well get it out of the way and say you want to fuck instead of taking her on a date, her turning you down, and then you get mad and start talking shit about her because you ain't got no game. If you're weird and creepy, they ain't going to fuck with you. If your pussy is tight, they're not going to fuck with you. But here lies the problem, and a lot of guys don't want to accept it. See, a lot of these young boys don't know themselves. And yes, a lot of young boys have been raised by single parents, and that's here nor there. But that should not be an excuse to listen to someone to say that 19-year-olds aren't fucking or 18-year-olds aren't fucking more than a 25-year-old. These women are, you know, I don't like talking about children. You know what I mean? This is not a children's show, but
and so
we
this
know.
This is one of the reasons why I called in.
Yes.
There's a lot of things. I don't get into too many things, but there's
yes.
some points that you made, and I just wanted to call in and just
please
say you're right. You're right. Because what he's doing is setting our sons up for statutory rape.
Well,
and you
okay.
call that out. You said our young boys are going to go out here, and I'm watching
yes.
it. This is
yes.
what I have a problem with.
Exactly.
This thing right
exactly.
here.
Yes, I agree. And
he's
I'm going
to
say,
trying to tell 25 and 26-year-old men to go after 18. What is it going to be, 17 next?
Well, okay.
What is it
going
to be?
Wait. I have no problem with a guy going, as long, legal is legal to me. Okay. I'm not here to judge as long as she's legal, but what they do is the problem. And here, let me explain where the problem is, because I don't want to say they try to rape these girls. I'm saying that when you have innocent girls that maybe not have a father and they're kind of blind to the world themselves, you know, this is where we have the single mother issue, because a lot of these guys, and again, I will blame the women as well, but I don't want my guys giving up their sperm. I don't mind you having sex with a woman, but do not get her pregnant. Do not give away your name and your bloodline and your sperm to someone that you don't want to give your last name to. I've always said that. I will always stand on that. I don't mind fucking, because I was fucking at 13. My first piece of ass was 24. I was fucking at 13. Don't judge me. I was a whore. But what I'm saying is this, is that I don't mind people fucking, and I'm not here to tell them how to fuck. I'm saying that you don't have to lie to a woman to fuck. But where this guy is the problem is that if you're saying that 19-year-olds are better than a 25-year-old, what kind of pressure are you putting on a guy? You see what I'm saying, caller? The pressure of the guy. He's saying, holy shit. She's young, she's beautiful, she's all these things, so I've got to act a different way. I've got to take her out to dinner, I've got to woo her, whine her, and all he wants to do is fuck her. And then when she doesn't want to fuck him, he's the first one to go on the internet and say women ain't shit.
But, hey, I hear your other side, and mm-hmm. I don't really have anything to say about the other side, because then that'll go a hole to the left. No. I'm saying to you, you're right.
Oh, I'm sorry. My
there
boy
is
want
no
to know.
Need
you,
to
yeah,
lie.
Wait, I'm,
there
wait,
is
call,
no
call,
need
call.
To lie.
Right, wait,
no,
call.
There
call.
Is
I got
no
my,
need.
One, I know. Call. I'll see. I mean,
there
my,
is
one
no,
of my dogs.
There is no need to lie.
Right.
And
yeah, no,
if
it.
You do
yeah.
lie and then you get mad because she don't want to do it, I agree with you.
Yes. I want to, and one of my boys want to know, do you know how to submit, serve, give that ass up, and know your role at the table to shut the fuck up when you have to?
What did you say? I couldn't hear you.
Okay. My boy wants to know, do you know how to submit, serve, sex, and know your place at the table, know when to be quiet?
I didn't come on here for that.
Oh, no, I know you didn't. Someone asked in the chat room. That's all. I'm just asking.
I didn't come in here.
No,
for
you
that.
Can't.
What
no, no,
what
you
I
just came in here to talk
to
about
this.
I know. Go ahead, I'm listening.
Is to
listening.
Just say
yes.
a lot of things, I just want to say one more thing. I have a son.
Yes, ma'am.
When you say, and I teach him this, your body is just as sacred. You don't just look at a woman and just say she's attractive and I'm just going to go for that. No. You need to be yeah. thinking about the children that you're going to make with this woman. You need to
yes.
be thinking about your legacy. If you don't find her on the level where you can be like, okay, yes, this is the woman I want to have my children, don't
yes.
waste your time. Your time is sacred. Don't do that. So when I hear
right.
you talking about these things. I'm like,
yes,
I've been saying this to brothers for years, but when I say it, they don't understand. They think I'm against them. They think
yes.
I'm not for them. So
yes.
It's very rare to hear a man have some pride. It's very, very rare. They
well,
think they
men
have
are very
to
rare.
Lie.
Yes.
They think they have to lie. They think they
yes.
have to do all of these things, and you really don't. Women are attracted
yes.
to men stand on what they say. If you stand
yes.
on what you say, you'll have a completely – but all of that thing that guy in that video, that double talking, that's the problem.
Yes. And people don't
be
even see it.
Say,
crazy. Yes. He's walking contradiction.
Be who you say you are, and then that woman that you want will be attracted to you. It is
yes.
what it is.
Yes. Okay.
So
well,
that's,
hey, keep
that's,
listening.
That's all.
No,
yeah.
That's all good. Keep listening. And like I say, I keep it a buck. And if you listen, there are men out here. That's very rare, but there are men out here. And we'll be – and Sunday. Hopefully you listen Sunday because you'll hear six men on a panel like me. Well, five plus me on a panel Sunday night. So you'll hear the power of what men talk about and in the spaces of independent thinkers. So it's very rare because we're trying to really help these young boys be better men. I don't, and again, I don't mind guys having sex, but I want them to work, protect the seed, number one, but be honest with a woman. So then that way there's no lies where she can have complete, utter control over her decision and it's not fabricated on a false relationship.
And that's golden.
Yes.
That.
All right.
That's golden.
Okay. All right, well, I thank you for the call, but I got to continue with this Tate thing, and I appreciate the call. Thank you very much, okay?
All right, good night.
All right, good night, man. All right, guys, let's keep it going. The Dean Class in session. Here we go. Let's go. What is righteous about telling motherfuckers 25-year-olds are worn down? What is righteous? See, that's bullshit. You know what he fucking said? He said, I am living a righteous life because I am fucking seven women. Guys, I'm not the God judge or the police judge of what righteous is to you or righteous isn't. But if one were to ask me, am I righteous? I'm righteous to myself. And if he's fucking seven or eight women, he should say, yeah, I'm living a righteous life because I'm living a life that I want to live. Why is he not standing on what he believes in? If he's smashing eight or nine women, which is his every right, should he live righteous by his own self? So why does he have to explain that? I don't believe in love. No. Guys, I tell you one time, been in love one time when I was 14. That 25-year-old woman broke my bitch-ass heart. I always tell you about that. But what I learned with game, I don't fall in love. I fall into respect now. Women can fall in love. Listen, love your kids. Love your dog. Love your favorite football team. Demand respect from your spouse and stop trying to go for love. Because that's why y'all getting this fucked up ass relationship is y'all fall in love. Fall into respect. It's like fucking 50 and fucking Zach love them bitch ass 49ers. I'm sorry I didn't say that shit. One, Pierce, I've only fallen in love with one. Guys, why are y'all falling in love? Because you're not falling in love with yourself. And that's what I fucked up when I was 14. I fell in love because I didn't know the power of that ass that was being thrown on me. But this is why y'all fall in love so easily and get your hearts fucking broken, because you don't fall in love with yourself. I keep trying to tell you, the first communication one must have is to himself. You must always do that. Have communication to yourself. Yes. Yes, I do, D. D. Whoa, wait. See, now he's getting out of bounds. I believe in the love of myself. I love my motherfucking kids. I love my dogs. I respect my woman, but I love my cowboys. Y'all know, I mean, I remember 1983, Joe Montana in 82 when he rolled out and hit the white Clark. Told you I teared up. And when Dexter Manley knocked Danny White out in 1983, I teared up. I love my cowboys. But to ask him why he isn't married, he doesn't have to be married. Now, I hope he says this. And I say this for all you guys out here. Never let anybody force you into a relationship. Never let anybody force you into a marriage. Now, hopefully Tate will defend his position by telling this guy, I don't have to get married because I don't want to get married. Let's see what he says, gentlemen. Well, wait. If these guys are following everything you do, why won't you tell them if you're married or not? You want to know why? Because let me tell y'all why, about how the internet works. See, if you're married, see, the thing is, y'all have to understand now, a lot of people don't want you guys to get married because they don't know or was able to handle a marriage. I was talking to a dude that was a Metal, and he is truly against marriage. And I asked him, were you ever married? He said, yes. Then I asked him, do you have your father? He said, yes. And I told him, well, your fucking father failed you. Because if you wasn't the man that you should have been, even if she left your fucking ass, why would you take a feminine position and tell unsuspecting young boys that marriage is a bad thing? Now, gentlemen, let me say this because I know y'all think I'm crazy. I would never tell you to get married. I always tell you guys out here to, if you want to start your bloodline, I always say, gentlemen, if you want to have a family, that's the only reason you should get married. I don't know why you guys want to play house with women that you're not going to marry, just living with them because they're giving you sex, but you should only look to your future, your bloodline, and your legacy of moving your name on in your death, just like your father did, your grandfather did, and every fucking man down your line did. They carried the name. That's the only reason, to carry the name, to have children. So when you die, because we're all going to die, that you can still live through your children so they then can carry your name. Other than that, don't get married. Don't get married. I'll tell you, but you choose to do it. But a lot of people don't, but a lot of people don't understand that. Listen, the thing that Tate should be saying here is that whether I'm married or not is not the point, because you shouldn't look at the mentor. You should listen to the message, even though his message is bad. Marriage is not a bad thing to a man, because a man forces the woman to be feminine from the moment she meets him. But if you don't have any game and you're soft as fuck, you're gonna have a masculine woman that's out of order, yelling, screaming, disrespecting you, and holding the children and dangling things in your head. Gentlemen, I told you sacrifice is important. I want to show y'all something. Because I know a man that, you know what, he had a marriage and it didn't work and he cut the woman off. The woman tried to hold the kids from him. You know what that motherfucker did? All right, I'll make that sacrifice. I'm not going to cry all that stuff. I'll just go to court and do it the right way. But if she keeps playing these games, I'm just going to, hey, I'll charge that shit to the game and wait till they're 18 and do it right there. Because you remember, guys, in the 70s, Papa was a Rolling Stone. Y'all understand that shit. The men in the 70s didn't play that shit. Now, we all know there were things that happened in the government that took black men out of the homes, but I don't want to get into all that stuff, but I'm just trying to say to y'all guys out there. Yes, it will be, I think it'll be 23 years. It'll be 23 years in December. Yes, that's your answer. 23 years in December. All right, here we go, guys. Finally, he's, hey, wait, hold on, guys. The second ball dropped. He's finally standing on that, okay? All right? Saying women are property can be easily misconstrued by naysayers, wise as they ignore the context. Well, listen. And this is why I keep trying to tell you real quick, D. Most of you guys don't understand how women actually are. You guys think men are saying, well, like a country slave owner. Well, goddamn, woman, you're going to be my property. That means you're going to be on that field picking all that cotton. You're going to be on that field washing those goddamn dishes. You're going to vacuum that floor. You're going to do whatever the fuck I say because you my property. No. What I am telling you, and I promise you this, ask any real man. Women give ownership to that man. They give ownership to that man by saying that I am yours to do with what you want. I want to be your girlfriend, your side chick, your wife, your baby mama. What can I be to you? I will wash your drawers. I'll cook. I'll clean. I'll do whatever I can to just be with you. So this is where Pierce has got it wrong. Okay? See, the thing is that men don't make women property. It's just when a woman meets a real fucking man, it's like an elf, a unicorn, a Bigfoot. They've got to hold on to that man. And that means in any capacity, which means that even if she's a side chick, she's happy. Because you remember those cereal commercials, one bowl of this equals a million bowls of that? Come on, guys. Let's get it, man. All right. I just want to answer that, okay? Let's keep going, brother. Let's keep going. You guys got a question? Go on, call in. Here we go. Thank you. Come on. Go. Okay, real quick, guys, this is where men go wrong. Please look at this. He hit a great point. See that, guys? I'm telling you. He hit a great point. But this is where he and the majority of you guys go wrong. You always talk to a woman, and then you say something to stand on a position or a point, right? But then you don't carry it over. Like when a woman is disrespectful to you, you'll say, stop doing that. Stop being mean. Don't yell at me. Don't whatever, right? And you stop right there, and that's what he's doing right here. What a man is going to do is say the same thing you're saying, but then carry it one step further by saying, if you continue to do this behavior, I'm going to dismiss you. And then carry it one other level by saying, do you understand me? He's not holding his position. He did good, gentlemen, but he's not pushing forward to let him know that I'm your guest. Is this how you treat your guests? Why can't I say what I need to say? This is, watch, he's going to go right back to old him. Watch. Whoa, no, fuck, no. Gentlemen, please get your crayons out. Gentlemen, get your crayons out. Women have nothing to do with the game. And this is why he's full of shit. Because if he was talking about duty to these young men, he would tell these young men that what you must do, because I'm the guys, again, I'm going to show y'all something because a lot of y'all don't see what game is. But if he was actually teaching them duty, he would teach them about their detective. He would teach them about their studio. He would teach them about their field room. He would teach them about their guide, their boardroom, their warrior, their mental gym, using their imagination, their culinary school, their library, their senate, their scribe, their amusement park, their fucking marketing team, and their goddamn drug lab. If he was actually teaching honor, because he will be teaching these boys to cultivate a world in which you operate in, because gentlemen, what is he not doing? What is the one thing he's not doing? He's not telling them, like I showed y'all before, that you are the only one of your kind in this world. There is nobody like you on the planet. So if there's nobody like you based off your fingerprint, then he should be telling these young boys to learn your own language. So how is he doing right by these boys by making them not think for themselves? So this motherfucker is lying right here. He's lying. He's not teaching them this shit. Listen to what he's saying. Oh, guys, ooh, your leader. Remember all you guys, all you metals, be on your purpose, no fat red pill losers and shit. Y'all, look at your fucking leader. He's telling you he might get married. So I'm sure you're going to be throwing stones at his ass pretty soon because, oh, my God, I can't believe the guy that's telling me not to mess with a 25-year-old because he messes with 25-year-olds. And the guy saying, no, don't do this and do this. Now he's talking about marriage and shit. But how can you talk about marriage when you're not even married? How can you even say anything to these young boys about marriage when you're not even married? But no, wait, your private life most sacred, but yet you're taking the most sacred things out of these young boys and you're taking their youth and you're turning it around for them to hate women. Y'all do understand all that red pill bullshit is hating women. But I want to teach y'all a quick lesson because I like to give y'all lessons. Gentlemen, I always tell you, do you understand how much power you women have, how women have over you weak motherfuckers? Every fucking red pill, go your own way, be on your purpose, and no flap, don't jerk off, and all these things have one thing in common. It's always about the woman, and you're making your life about something that has nothing to do with the game. Nothing to do with the game. And if he's married or not, but see, look, there's nothing wrong with standing on if you're married or anything. Yes, red pill is hating women. Absolutely. Yes, yes. It is absolutely hatred of women. But I ask, but facts. Let me show you a fact. Facts, did you know the red pill is fake? I mean, I'm sure you watched the fourth Matrix, didn't you? Didn't you watch the fourth Matrix where they were trying to tell you motherfuckers that all that red pill jargon is fake? Do you remember they told you the red pill is fake? It's all fake. Remember. If you watched your fucking Matrix or now that red pill stuff, I just want to show them real quick, gentlemen. Remember, there was this one scene right here. let me stop and show y'all. I love showing you fucking red pill aficionados. You remember he told you, here's the thing about feelings in your fucking movie, what they tell you. They're much easier to control than facts. So what do you think Tate is doing to you motherfuckers? He's pushing your fucking feelings and not giving you any fucking facts. And y'all guys are blinded to this bullshit. But it takes somebody to break this shit down. Let's go. Okay, but wait, what man, see again, y'all see this weakness. He's worried about what y'all think about him. Ain't that a bitch? Y'all hear what he's saying? What man is worried about what the fuck y'all think? Wait. Do y'all hear your fucking leader kowtow? You know, why can't you be proud to be married? You don't have to say who the fuck she is or what she does, but why not be proud, a proud man, that you have somebody that's going to push your bloodline? But again, y'all motherfuckers, guys, let me tell y'all something, which y'all don't know. Y'all know, and I've seen this with my own eyes, there's a lot of YouTubers out there that are bisexual, that are gay, that are dating other men, marketer guys that portray that they're red pill or they're men. And a lot of y'all guys believe that shit. It's amazing. It's amazing what I've seen in my 35 plus years of these guys out there. Met a lot of guys out there, guys that y'all worship. I'm not going to get no names out. There's a lot of guys y'all follow. They bisexual. A lot of these guys are gay and all that other shit. excuse me. For all those out there, if you choose to be with a man, we are not here to feel or judge you or feel that it's a bad thing. We're just trying to let it be known that sometimes what you're listening to is not actually what you listen to. So if you want to be with a guy, I'm not here to judge you. Thank you. But let's keep going. All right, so here we go. Let's go. Let's press it. Here we go. What? Wait. Ooh, that just broke my brain. All right, gentlemen. If what he's saying is true, what and how are you building these young men to not vet women first, but learn how to vet themselves first, where the woman can prove that they're worthy? You know, I always used to say, I don't have my fucking hammer, but to be worthy to lift your name, remember your name. Man, this guy is all over the fucking place. Look, gentlemen, I will defend Tate right here, okay? I will defend it, okay? So there are women out there. Now, for all you guys out there, I always tell you, sex a ween. If y'all need to get on the sex a ween, if you're in a relationship, I'm the only one that teaches you sex a ween game. But there are women out there that love to be grabbed, smacked, choked, sexually, not physical harm. So there are women out there like that. So this is not a bad thing. I hope he protects this, because if he said it, listen to what I'm saying. If he said it, he should be able to stand on what he's saying. He should be able to say, yeah, I said it, but this is why I said it. Okay. Always remember, a man doesn't just tell you why he's saying something. He could be able to defend it, stand on it, and express it. So just remember that, guys. So is he going to back off of his statement because he said it, or is he going to stand on his statement and teach this other man what he meant by it? Let's see. All right, wait. Okay, I'm gonna give him credit on this. He's standing on that, but he's got to let this Pierce guy know it's the wrong information. And even if it's Daniel, even if it's a comedy skit, there has to be something before or after the skit stating that, you know, I like watching wrestling, but you know, before wrestling says, please don't try this at home. These are professionals doing it, right? So I don't know, and you can help me, Daniel. Is there something written and said before the skit or after the skit to let these young viewers know that this is just satire and this is not real life? Do not do that. That's what I'm saying, okay? No, I don't know if it's all – I'm just asking the question. I'm just asking. Daniel, you can answer that question for me. Right, but gentlemen, it's one thing to do what he's doing, but if he's not being accountable or responsible, an impressionable young boy is going to think that this is what you're supposed to do to a woman. Joseph, he said, "Hey man, I saw your video book a couple of years ago. What exactly is your stance on Tate? I don't know the content of the video." Well, my stance on Tate is that this is why guys like this hurt young men. I don't believe, listen, I'm about, see, again, you understand, I got game, you know, I'm a fucking bad motherfucker. So when you have game, you got to make sure that people that are out there are really helping these young boys. See, game isn't about women. But if he's making everything about women, which is the problem. I won't say everything. He's making a lot of things about women. But women have nothing to do with the game. But he's not teaching these young boys who they are. He's saying this is this and this is that. But he can't even stand on what he's saying right here. That's what I'm saying, Joseph, okay? Okay. How does he hurt young men? Okay, when you go around and tell them, when you tell these young boys that 25-year-old women ain't shit, but I fuck 25-year-old women, but you don't mess with 25-year-old women. That's a contradiction. And the way he is hurting young boys is he ain't even stand. Okay. If he's a real one about all that shit he's saying, what is this? I want y'all to tell me. I've seen him yell at women, be disrespectful, which is fine. So why the fuck? Oh wait, I'm sorry. He had his glasses on. Y'all keep forgetting the Clark Kent, the Superman. Your fucking hero doesn't have to wear his glasses today. Do you see how he acts when the difference how he acts when he has his glasses on versus when he doesn't have his glasses on? Because this is a completely submissive motherfucker. The guy, I'm sorry. I'll grab a clip of your guy when he wears his goddamn glasses. Let's listen to him. Hold on, let's listen to him. Let's listen to your guy with glasses on, okay? Your guy with glasses on. Here we go. Here we go. Uh-oh, wait. Wait. Who is this? Wait. Who the fuck is this? But wait. Hold on. I think he's about to say something. Why didn't he say it to Pierce? Shit, then women should serve. They sell it and make a bunch of money for power tourism. I'm a feminist. So again, guys, for all you guys, I ask you, wait a second. No. Wait. No. Get a fact. Stop that shit. And this is wrong. This is what's wrong with a lot of you guys, all right? All right? This is wrong with a lot of you guys out here, okay? This is what's wrong with a lot of you guys out here. A lot of you guys out here, unfortunately, are trying to defend. Okay. Whether it's television or not, why do you change who you fucking are based off the venue? Then that means you ain't actually standing on shit. The same motherfucker you see right here on TV should be the same motherfucker on a YouTube, an interview, phone interview, a fucking note being passed from one dub to another. I don't want to hear that shit. That's bullshit. Because Pierce said the word dick. So what the fuck are you talking about, man? What are you talking about? Right, he's moving the goddamn goalposts. What the fuck are you talking about? This motherfucker, I'm telling you, when he has his glasses on. When he has his glasses on. Let me see here. Although we don't agree every time on the stream, I like your content, Steve. Couldn't call in today. Jarvis 2, thank you. No. This is what the game is about, young man. But what I'm saying is that, listen, see, this is a thing about men that y'all don't understand. Because if you move the goalpost during an interview, then you're going to move the goalpost to a fucking woman. That means depending on what you see that woman, you're going to move the goalpost, which means that you're going to move who you are because of a woman. You should never change who the fuck you are. You should treat every woman the exact same. And what I am saying is what is weird is that if he's on interviews, smoking cigars with his glasses, I keep telling you, the glasses give him strength or something. The glasses do something. It's weird. With them glasses off, he's a total completely somebody different. You should be the exact same way with your glasses on, glasses off. If you have an afro or short hair, a fucking, what is that shit, a mullet, you should be the exact same way. A man never changes who he is. If you're in an interview, sure, you say what you can say. Now, again, I'm sure he can say it in another way, but he's not going on the attack like he's doing in his other videos. So why is he moving the goalpost? Why is he portraying this? Well, I'm an innocent guy. I'm the victim here. That's all he's doing. But if you watch all his other videos, he's talking cash shit. Y'all guys act like TV can't mute, beep, or censor something. And this is y'all's problem. Because a lot of you young men out here don't stand on anything. A lot of you young men out here follow and listen to anything. And a lot of y'all guys get mad and everything, man. Y'all get upset. That's what cults do. Cults get mad and they get upset when their leader of the hierarchy, who they love, worship, is broken down, man. Yeah, that's what I always tell them. Let's keep going with this shit. Let's listen to this shit. Thank you, Jesus. I don't understand how you guys don't see that shit. I don't understand how you guys don't see that since they came up with crying with Metal, that all they've been doing is just declawing and defanging you young men by making all these fucking excuses to blame women for everything that's going wrong in your life. And then you wonder why young boys are just so depressed and so down, because a lot of these guys out, these young boys, don't know how to be men, because all they know is how to hate or run away from women. He's right. He does. Just say no. Just say no. Gentlemen, what y'all will learn for some of you young men when you learn actual game, okay? All right. It doesn't matter if the mentor has one student or has a million students. The message is always going to be the same. The message never changes because of the number of the individual. And see, what happens is once the number changed, he fell into, okay, how do I add more smoke to these young boys to get more views? And that's why saying crazy shit and dumb things and all this shit, they're going to love that. And have my that's how people think. You should, again, what I always say, one word, one thought, one way. You should never spew something to one guy that you can't say to a million. And when you're teaching game, it should be a sense of self. Mastering oneself, and you should say that whether you have one guy or a million guys, you should be teaching mastering self. Don't make it about the woman. Stand on your name, build your name, build your bloodline, and don't give away the dick. But yet, the goalpost moved after 500, and how do y'all guys not see that? How do you guys not see the goalpost moved? Once he got to 500, he shifted the goalposts. But y'all don't even see that. I'm the bad one, okay? All right? Master House, No. You got to understand something. At the end of the day, people don't want to know truth, big y'all, and it's okay. A lot of guys live lies. The world wants to be lied to. A lot of young boys are like women, and they rather make women the enemy or the excuse rather than looking in the mirror. So the real ones will always have low numbers, but the numbers don't make what I do. It's that, listen, everybody can't be a man. Y'all must understand. I keep telling you, law zero. So everybody that listens to him, again, and the way, who said that? I appreciate what you said, but wait, who said that? William. Always remember, think beyond me, think beyond this, and look at economy, and think about who's running the country. What is more important? The economy must keep going. And the only way the economy can go is young boys buying women shit. They got to buy dinners and dates and kiss their ass. But even not even buying things for women, doing things for women, going to the gym for a woman, you're giving to the economy. Buying clothes to look good for women, given to the economy. Buying clothes to take pictures, fake photos on your profile pictures for women. Anything you do for women, that's why we call it tricking. Anything you do for a woman is giving back to the economy. Now, if you do it for yourself, that's one thing. But if you're doing it for something outside of yourself, that's how it is, man. That's how it is. Now, I went to interview him because I started off calling him a bitch. I tell him he's weak as fuck, man. But no, I'm just saying to y'all young men out here, what I'm saying to y'all is that you got to understand, is I don't buy your clothes, your cars, all that, but as soon as you do it for a woman, you're done. It's, you don't understand the levels of game that is being run on you on a mental level. You see LeBron James. I'm a Michael Jordan guy, but you see LeBron James hold a purse. I bet you allow you to hold a purse. You see LeBron James. There are a lot of guys that paint their fingernails black or paint their fingernails. You see a lot of boys painting their fingernails now because the influence of the world is a false narrative, and there lies the problem. But again, the economy must go forward. That's what I'm saying. It must go forward. There's nothing that it can do. But let me keep going to this. Let's keep going. Wait, hold on. Let me see when he did this video. He did this video. What was the date of this video? He did this video. Hold on, guys. This video he did. Oh, let me get the date on this shit. I don't have a date. Let me get the date on this video. Shit. What the fuck? There's a date on this fucking video. I got to go back. Hold on. He did this video with this guy 2 months ago. See that? 2 months ago, this is when he had his shirt off. He was wearing his sunglasses. And I think he had someone rubbing his back or some shit like that. Which is cool, but what I'm saying is that, man, here's Sacco, and he was on Sacco eight days ago. Wait, 8 days ago with his sunglasses on. So collective consciousness, he's right about conscious, but look how he's using it, though. Let's keep going. Then you're moving the goalpost. And no, a man should never paint his fucking... Guys, be proud. I don't know what... I guess a lot of people don't know what being proud is. But again, real quick. If you look at someone that has gray hair, right? And he colors his hair, what is he doing it for? Women. Which means he's tricking for women. But yeah, he's moving the goalposts again, dude. This is all he's fucking doing. He's moving the goalposts. Now, gentlemen, as I said before, those that know game, secret society and shit, you must understand he didn't get kicked off for what he's doing. I promise you, what he's doing is not kicking him off. Something happened up there. I mean, well, I'm saying the power, you know, the ones that's running shit. Something had to happen there that cut him off, because what he's doing is what a lot of people are doing. So he's not really doing anything different. But what y'all have to understand, there is doors behind doors that you remember Jay-Z used to talk about with Kevin Hart. There are doors without door behind doors. So he did something on a higher level. He didn't do that shit. I think even with Sacco did something. I think a senator, something with a senator. You can't fuck with those people, man. Those motherfuckers got power, dog. Oh, Sneeko, Sacco, Sneak. I'm sorry. Thank you. Whoa. Time out. Again, the puppet master is something that is running all the shit. And they decide who becomes president. They decide who gets to do this versus get to do that. They have power. So the puppet master are the ones, the families that's running this shit. We're not running it. We're not running this shit. There's again, remember, I told y'all there's a power that is beyond the power. You know, there's something beyond the White House. Y'all think the White House is power. That ain't the power. There are people in power that have power, that put people in power. But those people that they put in power are not in power. It's the person that puts them in power is the one in power. So I just try to, again, that's deep. So let's keep going. But it's deep, but I got to get back to Tate because we're going to do like a half an hour more. Here we go. Suicide is a tricky thing, gentlemen. He saves lives, but I'm gonna leave. I agree. Gentlemen, he is absolutely right. But then I'm going to show you where he's absolutely wrong. He's absolutely right about what he's saying, but he's absolutely wrong. Because these boys, 18, because I only talk about the 18, 19 on up to 30 to 35 to 40, they believe in pills. They believe in not jerking off. They believe in anything that the internet tells them to do. So saying this, he's a grown-ass man, is some bullshit. That's a cop-out because just because you grow and you age doesn't mean you still don't have the high school mindset of being impressionable, being gullible, naive, and disillusioned, guys. So that grown-ass man statement, that doesn't cut it because there are grown-ass men that believe in pills. There are grown-ass men that believe going your own way. There are grown-ass men that believe that there are no good women in the whole country of the Americas, and they got to go out of the country. They're grown-ass men. Don't give me because they're grown. Just because they're old, they have thought. Just because they're grown, they have thought. That's not true. You see it every day. Grown men, every day, grown-ass men following rhetoric as truth. You even have grown, hey, and I'm sorry, I'm going to keep it. You even have grown-ass men going to a female talking, what do they call, seminars on dating. You got grown-ass men listening to women on how to be a man, and they're grown. Guys, I'm telling you, just because you're grown does not mean that you are thinking like an actual man. Men, it doesn't work that way, man. You have grown-ass men who should know not to talk to women at the job, but they do. You have grown-ass men that still lie to women knowing that they shouldn't be lying. They should be honest with them, but they do because that's what they're told. So don't give me that fucking grown-ass man statement. He's right about what he's saying. Now, what that statement for him is, he's right to defend that. That's fucked up. I agree with him. But to say they're grown-ass men and they should be thinking like that, that's bullshit. Because all y'all see is grown-ass men doing what the internet tells them to do. Think about this. How many grown-ass men was doing MGTOW years ago? And now they're on, I don't know, is it Pumpernickel now? What's the new thing? Touching Boy? I don't know the new thing they got going on for these fools, but these are grown-ass men. Grown-ass men. Come on, man. That's a passport, bro. Yeah. Grown-ass men being told that because there's no beautiful women on Earth, you should go to Mars, and they will do that shit if they were told that. Yes. So now it's a new thing. The new thing is going overseas to get women and all other stuff. So, but if you're a grown-ass man with no thought, you're going to believe what you're told to do on the internet, and there lies the problem. Okay? Okay, where you – bitch, did you not – if you listen to the whole fucking show, you – hold on, 503. If you listen to the show, I broke everything down where you got fucking destroyed. What are you talking about? And listen, thank you. Hey, Money Life Business, thank you. You just proved my point. This old motherfucker you see, this older gentleman you see is exactly why it doesn't matter how old you are, because you still a fucking fuck up here. Do y'all see that shit? A grown-ass man. No, it's not trolling. I want to show you. It's a grown-ass motherfucker. And yet, he still can't see that this motherfucker's been moving the goalpost the whole show, and you can't even see it? He just made my point. 503, I got you 1 second. Let me go ahead. Let me grab you real quick, because we got about a few more minutes left in the show. 503, sir, how can I help you, sir? What's your question, brother?
Oh, hey.
I'm sorry, another lady. All right, ma'am, how can I help you? What's up? How can I help you?
I'm just new, and I started listening maybe about half hour ago or so,
yes.
And just wanted to call in, and I'm liking what I'm hearing so far. I'm obviously a woman. Well, not obviously, since this is radio, but I am a woman.
Yes.
And I'm liking what you're saying about being a man, and I just wanted to commend you for that. And then I don't know what you've been playing, but I can barely hear the audio. I don't know if it's a caller or a clip or something, but I can barely hear what the other person's saying. But I like what you've been saying. And the reason why is because me being a woman, I am really fucking sick of these wimpy-ass men. And,
yep.
You know, that's what they are. They're wimpy-ass men. They don't know how to express their own borders.
Ma'am, please allow me to let me finish your statement. They don't know how to talk to you. They don't know how to talk to you. They don't know how to make you smile. They don't know how to make you laugh. They don't know how to make you blush. They don't know how to make you smile, think, or react. They don't know how to make you miss them, want them, or want to know more about them. They always ask you boring-ass questions about what you do, where you live, and what you want to do in life. They want to kiss your ass, bend over backwards, and then stalk you or try to kiss your ass and lie to you by saying, yeah, I want a relationship. No, they don't want a relationship, but they want sex. And I've always said, if you want to have sex, might as well get out of the way and just say you want it. But see, but again, I'll let you finish, but am I on the wrong path so far? Am I wrong here?
No, no, absolutely not. I mean, I would like an end to this game playing shit. It, you know, men, just say what you want. Quit playing the games. Be honest with me. I'll be honest with you. You know, and that, but it goes twofold too, because I got to say that there's a lot of women game players out there as well that make men believe that this is the kind of shit that we want. It's not. It's just a big fucking game. And, you know, and me, I've literally had guys that think that I'm playing a game with them when I'm being totally honest. Like, that's how they've been trained.
Right.
You know, like, they've been with the wrong women, and they've been trained the wrong way on, like, how to interpret a woman actually being honest with them. And then it goes to, I've been trained the wrong way. Because I don't, you know, I don't understand it if a guy is actually being honest with me or if he's just playing the game.
Right. Well, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. A few questions. Have you, I'm asking that you know, were these women fucking in high school? Were they not fucking in high school?
Yeah, we're not in high school anymore.
Well, no, I'm not saying we're not you. I'm not saying you're in high school. I'm saying, did you know? See, you try to say women wasn't having sex in high school. They were like all of a sudden innocent and pure coming out of high school. You know what I mean?
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Come on, you know they were. You know what they were. Yeah, they were hauling out. Yeah. So he was trying to say 25-year-old women. No, they all. But okay. But let me ask you a few questions. Have you ever heard a man invite you for a sex at ween?
Can you repeat that?
Okay. Have you ever had a man give you a sex-o-ween invitation?
A sex-o-ween invitation? What is that?
Exactly. See that, guys? Oh, no, that's something I teach my guys some game. But see, hey, guys, I told you women don't know about this shit. No, a sex-o-ween is just invitation. Yeah, a sex-o-ween is just a fun invitation a man gives a woman to have him come over to his place and let him know that there's this sexual ghost haunting my house. And then he sets it up. He gives her an invitation where she comes over, and every room is a sexual room. The first room is a dungeon. The second room, he puts food on her and eats food off her body. The third room, he washes her body in the shower. Fourth room, he ties her up and says the ghost is him. But that's what men don't do. See, they don't have that creativity to push sexuality, sensuality, and things to show women that, wow, I like to let my hair down every once in a while. You see what I'm saying, Cole? Does that make any sense?
Ah, yes. Okay. But it's not like, hey, I just met you and do that. You know?
No, you can't do that for some of you. No. I give them a costume game to be a
It's not till I got older where that actually happened, like getting to know a guy and then it's like, hey, I want you to come over and you know, certain like little hints. Little like innuendos to entice me in kind of a thing and then I get there and it's like oh, yeah, you got some dirty, nasty shit going on here. I like it, you know.
Let me ask you one more question. I got to get back to the show. Have you ever had a man that had wine above his bed?
That had wine above his bed?
His bed, yeah, wine above
his bed.
Yeah,
you're talking a totally new language to me.
Uh-huh, of course. Wait, Dad, you ever met a man who had different color shower lights, so when he turned the lights off, they have different colors in them? While he's washing your body or licking you down, have you ever had a man do that? No.
No, never.
Hey, of course. That's my whole point. That's the point I'm trying to make. Last question I want to ask you: have you ever had a man to tell you to take your towel, while you're washing your beautiful body with the lights out, and let that towel be his lips and his tongue, and you take that towel and explore your body the way you want him to explore your body if he was there right now. You ever had a man tell you that before?
Nope.
That's my whole point.
Now, I am 49 years old, and I've never had a man do that. And if he did, I would have been like, yeah, baby.
Right, in 49 years, but that's what I'm saying. And this is what I'm saying. It's not just 49-year-olds. 25-year-olds haven't heard that. 20-year-olds haven't heard that. 30-year-olds. And what I'm saying is a lot of guys out here have never had a man. They don't know what men do. They think men are supposed to just, like, judge. Men don't judge women. You see what I'm saying? So it's all good. But anyway, look, I got to get back to the show, but I thank you for the call and everything. I got to get back and continue the last few minutes in there because we got to do a part two Sunday night and stuff like that. But I appreciate it. But you know what's so crazy? It's crazy that I had women call. And I had one guy call that was cool. I appreciate that, coach guy. But if you notice, a lot of guys were mad at me. They're mad at me, and it's funny to win. And again, I'm not defending women. I'm not defending women at all. I would never defend a woman because if you listen to what I'm saying, I'm keeping it a buck. But yet they're mad at me. They're upset. A lot of feminine going on, you know?
You know, and I can see that because that's how they've been trained. Women have been training men badly.
Yes.
I mean, honestly. And then they're unsatisfied with the man that they get as a result.
Yeah.
And,
well, that's,
you know, and even as a woman, I'll even admit that, you know, and it's like, and a man, you know, when I've dated men, and, you know, obviously, and I tell them what I want and stuff, and it's like they are completely fumbling around trying to figure out, like, what? I have a woman actually telling me, you know, like, this works, this doesn't. You know, and completely blowing up what they believe is true, and then actually, like, demanding a guy take the initiative. You know, men don't know how to be men anymore, and women don't know how to be good women anymore.
Well, a woman can only be a woman around a man.
It's sad.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I posted something that a woman said. Only women can be feminine around men. They're not feminine around soft guys. So a lot of guys, again, they don't even know what music to play when she comes over. They don't know how to fix the lighting. They don't know how to set a fucking move. It's amazing. But again, I gotta get on with the show. But no, I appreciate the call and everything, and I hope you keep listening. But I'm not here to please anybody.
Oh yeah, I'll definitely tune in. I want to listen to some of your past episodes. And just so you know, I know you probably only have like 3 minutes left of your broadcasting or something. But here on Blog Talk, I'm a host of a show too. You actually have a bonus hour. I'm not sure if
I have a bonus hour. But I've been over 4 hours. I've been over 4 hours. That's why. Because we have a show. We've got a show tomorrow. But no, if you want to listen to content, just check out the YouTube, The Man Mindset, and you'll see the better content. Because I just do the calls just for the calls, but. But you can check that out.
And I'm going to check you out. I want to listen to some of your past episodes and stuff. I'm going to check you out. I just followed you because I liked what I was hearing during the half hour or so that I was listening. So keep up the good work, man. Like, you know, I think that you're doing a good thing here. So you're awesome.
Well, I appreciate it. And I'll say this before I let you go, but I just appreciate that. But my thing is, it's not about me. I'm not a cult leader. I'm just me. My thing is I'm trying to get these young men to see the beauty value that they have of their name and to carry that name by learning their values, their morals and judgments, who they are. You don't need to join, but I appreciate you, D. But let me grab a few more things. Thank you, 503. I appreciate that. But let me go ahead and grab a little bit. Yeah, he's right. He's right. I agree. Tate is right. I'm telling y'all right now. See that, guys? Y'all thought I was going to be mean. He's right. That's bullshit. See, guys, one article does not knock him, and he's right. This is why I'm saying I have a problem with him, because this is why he should be getting on Pierce's ass about why would you fucking bring one woman? One woman is that just made up, could be. Okay, stop. See, I'm gonna say this last thing about this. This is very important. For all my guys out there that follow me, y'all get y'all a piece of paper, look at your I ams versus your I do's, and here lies the fucking problem. You are not your money. You are not your body. Men, you're not your money. You're not your body. Because let me tell you, you can lose your money tomorrow, but you can't lose your motherfucking mind. And gentlemen, let me tell all you young motherfuckers, you laugh at women for hitting the wall. Motherfucker, I'm telling you right now, if you drank a lot, oh my God, wait till the medicine you take for your kidneys that's going to fuck up your hair or your dick. If all you guys like to smoke and all that other shit, wait till you have to take some medicine when you're older because your lungs are all fucked up and you'll be talking like, hey, hi, how are you doing? Yeah, I like to order a hamburger. Yeah, all you guys, we are all going to get old and we're all going to hit a wall. So don't think that you're indestructible. But what I'm saying is I say if you want to work on your body for you. Don't do it for a woman. If you're going to make money for you, but never, ever, you should never flash your money or your fucking body on a woman because you tricking because you, I can tell y'all guys, I tell all you guys out there with the fake profiles I did the other day with Lucario, as soon as you open your mouth, you're done. And you might have that nice body. You might have that nice car, the clothes, and all that stuff. But as soon as you open your fucking mouth, you're done because she's already recognizing you ain't shit. So, guys, you can hide it, run around it, and all that other stuff. I'm telling all you guys out here. It's nothing wrong with what he's saying, but it's everything wrong because why aren't you working on your mental gym in your mind? Why aren't you building the wealth of you in your mind? The one thing no one can take from you. But if you make it about your money, once you lose your money, you'll go out your fucking mind. If you make it about your body and your body ain't working right, you'll go out your mind. And that's why people have what? Midlife crisis. You know what a midlife crisis is? That's when that motherfucker realizes, oh shit, I'm getting old. So what that motherfucker does? He either gets a young woman, which he can't do, or starts to act young because he's trying to hold on to his youth. I'm trying to tell y'all guys out here, listen, there's nothing wrong with all this stuff, but that's not masculinity. Lifting a weight is not masculinity. Making money is not masculinity. See, this is where they fuck y'all over. They tell you about purpose. There's no such thing as being on your purpose. It means you're just being fucking responsible. You want to make your money? You're doing it because you're a responsible individual that realize you have bills to fucking pay. But see, all you guys, I told you guys, y'all need to look at rappers even in the 80s. They have fake cars, fake women, and fake money and rented jewelry. And all they're doing is flashing their money in your fucking face to make you think that, wow, I need to flash my money. So if you flash your money with a woman and she take you for your money, you can't get mad at what she does to you. Because how you start is how it's going to be ended. So I'm just letting y'all know, that's the bullshit. I'm going to go back and play that shit. I hate when people say this shit. Wait. D, let me show you something. Let me show you how he fucks y'all over. You said, I think he tells men to work on their mouthpiece and their inner values. Brother, how? How? I see, this is the difference between those that have game and those that just say shit. Anybody can say work on something, but there has to be a way of working on it. Again, I always say to y'all guys, it goes back to the Karate Kid. Y'all remember Karate Kid or the new one with Jackie Chan? I'm talking about Miyagi and fucking Daniel because you know I'm Cobra Kai. I watch that shit, whatever. I'm old and shit. But what I'm saying is for you guys out there. You know, I'm 51, so I can watch that at 51. But what I'm saying to y'all guys out there is that you don't understand being teachable is it's a weird feeling. It doesn't feel good to learn. And that's where y'all guys are fucking up listening to guys like this. Because it feels good to learn. It shouldn't feel good to learn. Because you should be going against your own current. And y'all don't even understand that. It should never feel good. It should never feel good to learn. Because a lot of you guys are going against your own current when you learn. And when you learn game, you're going against your own perception, your reality, and how you see the world. And see, he's not on that level. He's just, hey, fucking, go eat your fucking money. You know, go ahead and lift some weights and everything like that. And that's going to be your masculinity. Hey, fucking masculinity. Your weight does not determine your masculinity, and your bank account doesn't determine. Because guys, I tell you right now, there are bums on the street that are men. You want to know why? Because he doesn't have to prove himself to anybody, and that's the true choice in life he wants to live, and he's happy with his life. He doesn't need to be defined. There are guys that live in the wilderness, get tree houses and all that stuff. They leave the city, they leave the internet, they leave everything, and they just go off into the wild blue yonder. But that doesn't make them less than a man. It just makes it mean that they're really working on themselves. If you think money makes the man, clothes, cars, and weights, then you're the same motherfucker that believes in Santa Claus. Matter of fact, I think I got five jelly beans to give you. And if you put that shit in your backyard, it'll grow a pussy stork, and you can climb that bitch, and it'll be a woman that lays golden pussy. That's how ignorant y'all guys are. But again, the I do's, working outside of yourself, not working inside, okay? All right? I'm showing her why me when I check her. That's part of the why me, right? Am I correct? No. You checking her is not a why you. You checking her is letting her know that she's stepping in a boundary that she doesn't belong in. And that's why I always tell you as men, this is why it's very important to tell a woman and let her know what you stand on, and that I don't do disrespect. I'm a drama-free man. Anybody brings any drama in my life, they're gone. Anybody raised it, remember my song, Do Re Mi Fa Sol. Anybody raise their voice higher than that, they're gone. And she's allowed to check you one time because they got to test to see what kind of man you are, okay? But also, at the end of the day, what kind of man are you when you get tested? And I don't want you to hit a woman, punch a woman, abuse a woman. You just dismiss her and bring the next one in. But see, this is what most of y'all guys understand. Women love competition. Women want what other men have. And if you have another woman or women in your life, they're going to think twice about leaving you because they will be dismissed and the next one will come in. Okay? Because you're right. Because here's the thing, man. Okay. I'm just saying to you guys out here, which is very important. Okay. Is very, very important for you guys out here to know that your money is not you. Money is something that you do. Lifting weights is not you. That is something that you do. Your style of clothing is something that you do. Because if it cannot fit in your mind, then it is not actually anything of value. It's just something that will come and go. You can go in your closet right now. As I told you guys, I've been telling y'all guys this in the late 90s. Go in your closet right now. You'll see a lot of stuff. You'll see a lot of stuff in your closet you can't wear. You want to know why? Because all that stuff in your closet, you wore it because somebody on TV, or maybe something that you saw made you think that you can get a woman by wearing it. Remember y'all guys used to wear the skinny jeans with your asses hanging out? But they don't even tell you why you had your asses hanging out, because you remember that was something in prison, right? They forgot to tell you. All those rappers and guys that you follow that have their asses hanging out, their jeans, there's this little fine print at the bottom of it that says, guess what, gentlemen? The fine print says that they learned that from prison. And that's how guys recognize other men that were giving their booties up, by sagging their jeans. But they took something from prison and gave to y'all. And y'all guys actually think that it's cool to walk around with your pants sagging. But see, I don't want to tell you. Y'all got to find that information out yourself. But if y'all want to keep walking around and sagging, that's cool and stuff. It's all good. But let me get a last thing of tape before we wrap this up, because we got a show tomorrow, Real Game No Theory at 12 East. And then later on tonight, we're going to finish the tape. We're going to finish it up. We're going to finish it up. We got more to go. Jesus Christ. We got more to go breaking it down, okay? Sir, absolutely not. It's not 100% bait. If you actually get out of your move out of your panties and everything, sir, you will learn that you're part of the problem. But sir, I'm not even mad at you, and it is not no disrespect to you. You're the kind of guy that's gonna talk all that shit to me. But I bet you're waiting for that motherfucking woman to send you that text message, aren't you? You wait for her to reply back to you. Right now, you're grabbing your fucking phone and looking at it over and over and over again, hoping she replies to your boring fucking text message. Fuck out of here. And look at it. Look at that. I thought, guys, I'm good at what I do. Hey, guys, you see that? Guys, I'm good at what I do. I'm telling you, I know what a loser is, and so does she. You want to know why? Because you don't have game. And if you just push your ego and self-importance aside and humbled yourself, I could have showed you what to say to that chick live. Jesus Christ. God damn, I know. Ain't that funny, dog? All right, let me give you one more last thing before we run. Let's see what you got to say real quick. Hold on. Okay. Y'all missed it. Y'all, I'm going to end it with it. Y'all missed it. You guys, in your blank mind thinking, you think makeup is some like mascara or blush. Do you understand that the makeup he wants you to wear is outside of you? You don't think those clothes are makeup to a woman? You working out and getting muscles is your makeup to a woman? Y'all don't even see that shit. And it's funny how you decide to change your makeup over a woman, depending on what the season is, because somebody told you to do it. And you don't even realize how they're destroying you from the outside. Because he's saying define yourself by what the fuck you do and not who you are. And y'all don't even see it. Because as I told guys, remember I told you last night, I'm going to show y'all here. Remember I told you last night? Remember I told all you guys listening to me last night that a lot of guys don't realize that they are living in another level of game where the I do's are the fucking I am. And that's why they're failing in their relationships, because of guys like this. Because a man should actually say, if you want to be masculine, it starts with your name. Does your name have to lift weights? Does your name have to dress up? Does your name have to accumulate wealth to have be worthy and wealthy? Wealth, not worthy and wealthy, excuse me. Your name. But he doesn't do that. But Barry, I appreciate what you're saying and all that other stuff. But remember, Barry, everybody can't be a man, big dog. And a lot of guys out there will still keep the feminine qualities. Listen, a lot of you guys really are so far in the forest, you can't see the trees. And it's okay. If you felt that he didn't get destroyed, then you know why one day you will be a bitch to a woman. You can't complain. You can't complain. Guys, I tell them all the time, you can't complain when you're the guy you go to Gander Mountain. You're the guy that gets all the outfits and all that other shit, the deer stuff and all your guns and all that stuff and the outfits, and you get that thing that you put up in the tree. Then you drive into the woods and everything. You put that fucking thing up in the tree and you go up there for days to see a deer that you shoot, and you grab that motherfucker. You take all the guts out. You put it on your car. You drive it in your home. You take all the wood, the fur off of it. You cut it up into pieces and put it in your refrigerator. You take some out. You cook it. You put your potatoes and all that stuff around it on the plate, and I eat it. Gentlemen, brother, you understand something, Barry? You are who you are, and I'm not mad at who you are. Well, please understand, at the end of the day, your wife or girlfriend, if you're ever lucky to get one, will fuck another man because you'll never be man enough for her. And I'm not trying to be mean to you, but if you can't see what this motherfucker is doing is not off or wrong, then the cult that you are in, it has such a great hold over you that you can't see. Now, again, remember, guys, it's hard to get out of a cult. Remember, I always tell you, remember the one thing I always tell you? Let me see if I can find it. Just real quick, one thing I always tell you. Remember this? Remember
so
this?
What exactly defines our modern understanding?
So the thing you have to really understand about cults is that on the surface, they will seem very appealing. You're not even going to know that you're joining a cult when you join a cult. There's not going to be like a big sign on the front of the building saying, come join our cult. It's not going to be like that. You're always going to feel like you're joining some legitimate organization which genuinely wants to awaken the world or to help you or to help others. The way that a cult really works is that it tries to create a reality distortion bubble, a collective fantasy. So together, a group of people come together and they create an ideology such that they don't have to actually do spiritual work, but they can just coexist in this bubble of self-deception. And each one of the people in the group reinforces the self-deceptions of all the other people. And so it feels to them as though they have awakened, but really they haven't. And they actually become very blind, very unaware to all of the egoic self-deceptions that are running within this collective fantasy. And they're always constantly having to fight the external world to maintain their fantasy.
Yeah. So Barry, I understand. I am not mad at you, Barry. I'm just showing you what you are, okay? I'm just showing you. You can disagree, but I know why you disagree, because you can't see the reality.
Cults are skilled.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wait, where's the other one? Hold on. Is there another one on cult? Let me see.
So the thing you have to really understand.
Wait. Where is it at? Is it this one?
A modern cult by cult.
No. Wait. I think it's this one. Real quick. Let me see. Is this
the cult environment.
No. Wait. Where is it at? Where is it at? Now we just play this. Fuck it. Let's just play this real quick. Just real quick. Listen.
Cults are skilled at knowing whom to target, often focusing on those new to an area or who have recently undergone some personal or professional loss. Loneliness and a desire for meaning make one susceptible to friendly people offering community.
Loneliness and a desire for meaning. And when you're lonely and you're trying to find yourself, and you're like, well, it's not fair for us guys. Y'all guys are always driven to all these guys that create all these pills and all this bullshit because y'all are the mark. Y'all don't understand how it works. And y'all don't even understand that not only do the cults help the economy, they thrive in the economy. Because the cult knows, the economy knows, the marketing knows, the advertising knows. We all know this one thing, that eventually you're going to run into a woman and you're not going to know what to do. And the first thing you're going to do is start kissing her ass, start taking her out to eat, and doing everything you can. So I just want y'all to understand that. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no. MLK, I keep telling you. I try to tell them, but they don't want to hear me. They don't want to hear me. They think I'm evil. I'm not evil. I'm not. It's all good. It is all good. But one thing I do say for all you guys out there, that I appreciate all you guys out there, because I'm the only one that says it. Hey, and if this is a cult, then I want you to join this cult right here. This is one thing I want to say. If you want to join a cult, okay, because we're going to get to this tape thing tomorrow as well. But if you guys actually want to join a cult, I want you to soak up this cult. There's two cults I want you to soak up, okay? All right, I want to say it, okay? I want y'all guys to focus, okay? Now, the first cult that I want you guys to do, because this is the push for the cult, okay? You ready? Are you guys ready? Because I want to show you how game actually works. See, what game actually does is it helps you go into the dojo in your mind, not my mind, but your mind. And it allows you to be able to create your own creed that you should live by. Don't have to live by this, but I want you to see how it's created by saying, I'm the only one of my kind. That is my truth. And I will defend that truth until my very last breath. See that? I will challenge myself every day to be a better man. I don't fail. I learn. I will stay true to myself and not change for anyone. I will not judge myself. I will not judge women. And guess what? I won't judge other men or make excuses. I am here to build my mind up, and I'm not here to explain myself to you or force you to understand me. That is your job. See that, guys? This is who I am today. And guess what, guys? If you are lucky enough to keep my attention and earn my respect, you will get to meet the new me tomorrow. You see, guys? Do you hear guys saying that? That's a cult right there. See, that's you being your own cult. Not a cult here, but being your own man. And that's what game is. And that's what men should be teaching you. They should be teaching you how you talk and communicate with yourself, to love yourself, honor yourself, and realize your self-worth and your value versus telling you how women are or how women should be or how women should act. I don't give a flying fuck how a woman thinks or reacts, because it's none of my business. She is allowed to do what she does. It's none of my business what she does until she gets around me, where it becomes my business. But the second thing a cult should tell you guys, it's our secret. It's going to be our secret cult for tonight, guys. And that secret is, always before you go to bed, always think about the graveyard, because we're the only one that tells you on the internet. Always remember, everybody in there had one thing in common, and that is they thought they had tomorrow guaranteed. I'm not saying you're going to die, but I'm saying live every day like it is your last. And if you can do that, guys, you can change up the game for yourself. And that's what we want you guys to do, is start looking and thinking for and to yourself. Okay, guys? So, gentlemen, I appreciate all you guys. Y'all are great motherfucking men. I appreciate all you guys. Don't always remember your value and your worth. You are the only one of your kind. Remember, and here's the hugest thing of the cult that's called being a single-minded man, is that if you are the only one of your kind, why can you not create your own fucking story, your own laws, rules, and codes? Why do you allow men to tell you how to think versus think for yourself? Just remember those things, guys, okay? Last but not least, I want to say to you guys, I appreciate all you guys out there. Soak up this game. We're going to continue this tomorrow night. We got to, hey, real game, no theory. We're going to be talking about man issues. What are they? Because there's no such thing. So we're going to be talking about that at 12 noon. And then later on, 8 o'clock East, we're going to be talking about the game. Now, all you guys going to talk shit about my Cowboys. They will win tomorrow. They will win tomorrow. But anyway, guys, I'm proud of you. I don't know if many men say that, but I am saying I am proud of you. I just need you to meet me halfway and be proud of yourself. Okay, guys? Stand up. I appreciate all you guys. Love me or hate me, this will never be about me. It would always be about me showing you the value you have for yourself. Okay, guys? I'm the motherfucking Dean. It's the motherfucking man mindset. Real game, no theory. Tomorrow, 12 noon for you guys, all right? We out.